Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai. I'm your host for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. Once again, very lucky to be sitting with Joanna Brody, who is the president of Brody Public Relations. Joanna has spent 25 years in the public relations industry, creating a variety of successful programs for government agencies, social enterprises, professional associations, nonprofit organizations, and almost every single area related to public health, education, business management, public safety, dispute resolution. The list just goes on and on. Today, we're going to talk about some of the more basic elements of what it means to put together an organization's PR agenda. Joanna, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great.
Coping like everyone else, I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. So I'm now that we've mentioned it, I very much am keen on these case studies that you mentioned about how are nonprofits mm-hmm. changing the way they tell their stories during time of pandemic?
Yes, that's what I've been working with mostly in the last several weeks. So, you know, of course, this is an unprecedented scenario on our planet where everyone has been affected by this pandemic. And of course, that reaches into nonprofits who are trying to figure out now how to position themselves and you know, how to keep fundraising and how to keep their doors open. And the first thing to look at is there an authentic or legitimate angle that your nonprofit has with respect to this crisis, this pandemic? That's the first thing to look at. I work with an organization in Los Angeles called Ciclovia, which is an open streets organization. They close down major boulevards for all day on a Sunday and allow people to go on the streets with people-powered transportation. So people run, walk, bicycle, stroll, rollerblade, skateboard. They're fabulous community events, absolutely fabulous community events. And we have this huge PR campaign planned for their 10th anniversary, which is this year. They have 6 events this year. Of course, April got canceled. June has been canceled. We really don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the year. But, you know, they came to me and said, we have to cancel our events. So, you know, I don't really think we can be doing PR around our 10th anniversary right now. And I said to them, hold on, look at what's going on. There's much less traffic in our streets. The air is cleaner because there's fewer cars. People are being told to stay home, to exercise close to their neighborhoods, and people are going out on the streets. I just came home from a walk with my family and saw 3 of our neighbors skateboarding down the middle of the street. And they literally said to me, this is so great, there's no cars. And so we need to start telling that story during this crisis, mm-hmm. because what's happening is you guys are getting an unprecedented opportunity to see what it would be like if we could have open streets all the time. And what are the benefits? The air quality, the reduction in traffic, people really taking advantage of having open streets. And so we did, we told that story and we got several media hits from it, both locally and nationally. I have another great example of an organization that I don't work with personally, but I know the executive director, which is an international organization called Free Wheelchair Mission. And they do exactly what they say, which is another good message for nonprofits.
Right.
Have your brand reflect what you do.
Right.
They send wheelchairs to people in need all over the world. And they have some 90 plus countries that they send wheelchairs to. And, you know, they're certainly being affected by this. They're one of their plants is in China, which, you know, they've been affected by the pandemic since January. But they changed pivoted their messaging about how, what it feels like for people to be forced to stay at home, which is what people without wheelchairs in developing countries experience on a daily basis. They literally can't get out of their home unless they're carried, you know, and then they get a wheelchair and they're granted some freedom. So they brilliantly switch their messaging to say, you know, to generate empathy from the rest of the world to say, now, you know, this is what it's like for these people. So we still need your help.
So
those are two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, please continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, those are two of my favorite case studies in this particular scenario that we're going through right now.
I do have a couple questions stemming from those. One is, can you think of a PR mistake? Is it possible for a nonprofit to make a mistake in the way that they position themselves during this time?
There is. Early on in this, lockdown, our local NPR affiliate was in the midst of their on-air fundraising campaign, right? And they kept going for a couple of days. They just kept going, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with the NPR affiliates. The way they do their fundraising is it's a lot of pitching and much less news delivery.
Right.
And I remember thinking, what are they doing? And about 2 or 3 days after they had continued their traditional model of on-air fundraising, they finally said, you know what? This isn't going to work. We need to pull back on this. We will shift everything to online fundraising. We'll occasionally make an announcement saying, you know, we still need money to keep delivering your news. But they shifted back to providing very important news to people in the community. So that was definitely a place where they had gone awry, but recovered. And in fact, I think they recovered to the point where they ended up generating, if not what their goal was, possibly even more.
So it sounds like it could have been much worse, but clearly, if I'm hearing you correctly, what they failed to do is that they were just trying to stick to the original script without altering it. And they probably should have made some changes as pandemic unfolded.
Yes. Yes.
So the other thing you said, which I thought was curious, was you were releasing a message with these two case studies and you ended up getting some media hits as a result. Obviously, you know, you mean someone like television or newsprint actually called you as a result. How do I position my message to make that more likely to happen?
Again, there has to be an authentic angle. You asked about mistakes. A mistake that a nonprofit can make or any organization can make is trying to wedge themselves in to the crisis if it doesn't fit. And that could be the biggest mistake of all. As far as some of these case studies and some other ones, it's the legitimacy of their relationship to the pandemic. It is putting a new spin on something or a new angle that maybe the media isn't covering, but is still a very valid thing. Good news goes a long way. If you have a good news angle I just love John Krasinski's Some Good News show, if you haven't seen it, which I hope people are watching it because it's pretty fabulous.
But it's brilliant. I tend to think that John Krasinski should get like a Medal of Freedom or something when this is all done or something, but it's fantastic stuff.
So much. I agree. And in fact, that was one of my goals, was to get something of my clients or my community or something featured on Some Good News. And I did it.
I can't believe it.
One of my clients is our local public school district, which of course is, you know, in, you know, just having so many challenges right now. But it was Teacher Appreciation Week last mm-hmm. week, and we asked for original art submissions from our students in our community to honor the teachers, since we can't do it in person. And so I put together a video of everyone's submissions, and it was from preschoolers to high schoolers to parents, and there were some videos, and you know, it was all original artwork and mm-hmm. and super sweet. And so I put that together and I posted it and I tagged Some Good News. And I just watched the episode yesterday, and there's one photograph that's the final photograph in our video that is featured.
And no kidding.
I know. And I'm like, I mean, we're not identified, but I'm like, that's definitely us. It's my community. And I don't know how else he got a hold of it. So I'm going to take credit.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I was super excited. I started screaming, and, you know, my family's like, what? What? So.
I think you're right.
You know, and it's about the storytelling. You know, if there are, I mean, I worked, this is an organization that came up, specifically in, response to the pandemic. It's a nonprofit called My COVID MD. And they are public health ER doctors who have worked disaster management for years. Mm. And they started doing free testing in our community before testing was available. But their target audience is uninsured or underinsured members of our community. And so not only is it a financial issue for people who can't afford to get tested, but there's also all sorts of stigma about certain populations going to the doctor and lack of trust. Mm. And so I started working with them, and we've held six events with free testing for everybody. And we had multiple media come out, including NPR National, Forbes magazine, Reuters, and every time they came out, they said, can we talk to a patient? Can we talk to somebody who's being tested? And of course, they want to talk to the people that are being affected and the people that are benefiting. So that's, you know, that's what made the story. If it was just about the fact that there are these doctors doing free testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. On a complete tangent here, though, how do you get past HIPAA regulations when telling a patient's story?
That's a great question. And we asked their permission. We had multiple volunteers. You know, this is a drive-through testing center, so there were cars lined up around the block, and,
sure.
and they go through a registration process, et cetera, et cetera. And so I had the frontline volunteers who were helping the people in the cars register before they actually got their test. And I just said, can you ask if anybody's willing to talk to the media? And we got enough. The NPR story, it was pretty interesting, because we got a lot of people saying yes, who weren't quite like the exact population that this testing was aimed at. And so I kept asking. And of course, the family that had the most heart-wrenching story and that fit the profile for who our testing was really aimed at mm-hmm. was the one who made the lead in the story.
Right, of course.
But we asked their permission. We get a waiver signed.
Yeah.
So, you know, but when people came in, when the media came in, we said, you know, you can't show anybody's face without their permission, and you can't show anybody's license plate.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Once again, I think we're rapidly running out of time.
Okay.
But I think this is good, you know, for nonprofits. One of the things we've said in other past episodes of the Nonprofit Snapcast is that in spite of pandemic falling down all around us, that most nonprofits still have very relevant missions. And as you've said, the trick is, how do you frame that within the current context to keep things relevant? If a nonprofit wanted to get in touch with you to ask any further questions, how would you suggest they do that?
My website is www.brody-pr.com. That's brody-pr.com.
Joanna, thank you for joining me and for sharing your knowledge with the Nonprofit Snapcast. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. We hope this content is useful to you. We love it when you rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Spotify. Those ratings make us more searchable in general and get more people to join us on this journey. In the meantime, we hope you're all staying safe out there, and we'll see you with another episode in a few days.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.